Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
No, I don't know what no means. What does no mean? One size fits all. This is a good example of what the debate between federalism, where the idea is one size fits all. One size fits all. Everybody's going to do what the federal government wants you to do. And versus devolution, where we start looking at local needs, local situation, local belief systems, in fact, or local government communities. Local community. Let's say you have a huge farming community in one state, and those farmers want to promote growing their own food. And so how are you going to do one size fits all when there's farmers and then there's urban dwellers? There should be some type of unity. What do you think? How can we bring unity back in the twilight zone that we're in? So I wanted us to take a minute to just do some meditation breathing on this, because it is kind of a radical idea, going from one size fits all, like the jab, for instance. That's the biggest divisive element right now, is this jab that the government wants everybody to take, not with no consideration that not everybody needs a jab. Not everybody wants a jab. But that's the problem we have right now with federalism, is that we've got this central location in D.C. that wants to dictate all the policy, one size fits all, the medical, all the other policies they're coming up with. Oh, everybody needs it, right? No, everybody doesn't need it. So let's meditate on that for a minute. This is a crucial moment for us to develop a new paradigm. In our mind, at least. We aren't put it into practice yet, although some places like Vermont, I think it's Vermont, has a great bartering system where they have their own dollars and they trade and buy and sell things based on their own Vermont dollars. They have sort of decentralized in Vermont, in that community, some of the communities there. So can that be done? So let us think about this. Let's think about this with some music, meditation music. Earth my body, water my blood. Let's think about the tree element. Mama AZ has shared with us how this tree has become so real to her, and now we all have a chance to be conscious of the tree that we are, this trunk of a body that we have, and the needs. Here's something to think about, the needs of the tree. What are the needs of the tree? Mama AZ witnessed a hurricane come through her neighborhood, uprooted the tree, and they had to take the tree away, but there were some leftovers from the tree that she salvaged, and now she's using that to create her own herbal medicine maybe, or just to learn from that part of the tree that she got. Think about the similarities that we see in our own human soul environment, where we're in a sort of a hurricane right now. The pandemic hurricane, Twilight Zone maybe. And that hurricane has been blowing for, 21 months? And all these human trees that have endured this hurricane that is still standing, I think those are the trees that have strong, long roots in the soil of Mother Earth, and spiritually and metaphorically. But the trees that had to leave us, the relatives, the friends that had to leave and take on another body, a spiritual body, those trees were weaker, I think. Or you can look at it another way. Those trees had a message to bring. They completed their assignment, just as in Mama AZ's case with that tree and her at the pepper tree. And so we got a lot of pepper trees in humans. Think about all the trees in your life that are in human form while we meditate and breathe on Earth, my body. And I see my executive producers in the studio. So when we finish our meditation, we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we're going to come back and explore the possibilities of sovereignty and crystals in our life versus standard American diet and all the religious activity that we grew up with that has not served us. So why don't all of us get comfortable, get a comfortable position, close your eyes, let's do some breathing as we sort of meditate on what devolution would look like in our communities. Is there something better than devolution? But is there, we need something to get us out of this one-size-fits-all mentality. We need something to move us into the new dimension where there's not wrong and right, good and bad so much as bone, being one with the bones and with the trees and nature and our mental and spiritual acuity becoming sharper, sharper. So let's close our eyes. We're going to breathe in to the count of five and out to the count of five. Rest at the bottom, and then breathe in again to earth my body, water my blood. I love this.
Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. Earth my body, water my blood, air my breath and fire my spirit. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she
carries fistfuls of ease.
Okay, we're going to stop that and listen to an earth love song. Just keep breathing. I don't know if this is going to work.
It's serving no bread if I'm doing it together. It's the mind that I have now.
For the words of murder, saying in my life, a memory that was so tall.
Looking down from up on the moon is the sign of the marble.
Be so fragile.
This is a love song to the earth. You're no one in the world. A diamond in the universe. Heaven for a truth to us.
I love the part where it says a diamond in the universe. That's who we are. Last week, I remember Kwame Sunhorse brought up the crystal part on the inside of us. We have crystals third layer of our skin is actually liquid crystal. And so when the Galactic Federation advises us to surround ourselves with crystals, we are mirroring what is already inside of us. So this love song to the earth is actually a love song to me, to you, a love song to yourself, to shine like a diamond. Shine like a diamond. What's that? Who sings Diamond in the Sky? I think it's Rihanna or somebody. Beautiful. That's a beautiful reminder of who we are, diamonds. So we have Susie Mayberry. Yeah, has a question or a comment. Local, just vote your ideas in. You need to apply to the federal contractors, own your business. This is dummying down the purpose. I'm not sure what that means, but that's Susie's comment, dummying down the purpose. This is to change the paradigm. Frederick Douglass has an economy. The purpose of the federal government was to empower the tax dollars. And Anacostia always resists just supply. It's been out there. So that's Susie's comment. She agrees with bartering and supplements are expensive. And hi, Dulcie says shalom. And Zelda is out, is in the comment section. So great comments. Thank you. Thank you, sisters, for those comments. If you have a comment about devolution, please, by all means, call in and press 1. Naima is going to play commercials now.
Unmuted.
And then we'll be right back. We're going to do some more meditation tonight because it's a heavy subject, but I want everybody to be open-minded about or comment about what you think is the solution to this one-size-fits-all government that is trying to push chemical injections on the whole population instead of listening to the voices of the people and stopping the division. We're seeing continuing pressure to conform and do a one-size-fits-all instead of allowing freedom to reign in the hearts and minds of the citizens of the United States of America. So, Naima Latif, your mic's open. If you want to play the next round.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on higher learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
The third layer of our skin is liquid crystals. Wow, who knew? They did. Truth revealed. Thanks for sharing this vital information. It's amazing as we go through this pandemic what we're learning about the body, because many of us are not in the one-size-fits-all mentality that everybody needs a jab. So I want to share with you a little something about the spine, the anatomy of the spinal cord, because Zelda, it brings up an important point about who knew? Who knew that inside of us were these riches and diamonds and pearls and crystals, liquid crystals inside of us? But if you listen to this description of the spinal cord anatomy, think about the tree that Mama AZ has been connected to over the past few weeks that is directing her on how she can heal her own bones, her own tree inside of us. But this is just a little description about
the spinal cord is a very important part of our central nervous system, the overall system that controls and coordinates the activities of our bodies.
Our brain is surrounded by the skull, while our spinal cord is surrounded by rings of bone called vertebrae, and both are covered by a protective membrane. Together, the vertebrae and membrane make up our spinal column, or our backbones. The backbone, which protects our spinal cord, starts at the base of our skull and ends just above our hips. The spinal cord is about 18 inches long and extends from the base of the brain down the middle of the back to just below the last rib in the waist area. The main job of the spinal cord is to be the communication system between the brain and the body by carrying messages that allow us to move and feel sensation. Our spinal nerve cells, called neurons, carry the messages to and from the spinal cord. These messages leave the spinal cord through openings in the vertebrae. Spinal nerve roots branch off the spinal cord in pairs, one going to each side of the body. Each nerve has a specific job for movement and feeling. They tell the muscles in your arms, hands, fingers, legs, toes, chest, and other parts of your body when and how to move. When a spinal cord injury occurs, sensation and movement may be interrupted, resulting in a temporary or permanent loss of function and paralysis. In general, the higher on the spinal cord the injury occurs, the greater loss of function the person may experience. The vertebrae are grouped into sections according to their location. For example, the 7 vertebrae in the neck are called the cervical vertebrae. The vertebrae are numbered top to bottom from the head to the tailbone. The top vertebrae is called C1, the next is C2, C3, and so on. Cervical spinal cord injuries usually cause loss of function in the arms and legs, resulting in tetraplegia, which is also called quadriplegia. The next 12 vertebrae are called the thoracic vertebrae. The first, T1, is where the top rib attaches. Injuries in the thoracic region usually affect the trunk and legs and result in paraplegia. The lumbar vertebrae are the 5 vertebrae in the lower back between the thoracic vertebrae, where the ribs attach, and the pelvis, or hip bone. The sacral vertebrae run from the pelvis to the end of the spinal column. Injuries to the 5 lumbar vertebrae, L1 through L5, and similarly to the 5 sacral vertebrae, S1 through S5, generally result in some loss of functioning in the hips and legs.
Whether the cause of a spinal injury or illness is traumatic or non-traumatic, the damage affects the nerve fibers passing through the injured area. That can damage or weaken part or all of the corresponding muscles and nerves below the injury site. Doctors have already or will assign your loved one a level of injury that corresponds to the damage below the injury. In Chapter 5, we'll explain more about these injury levels and how they can impact you or your loved one. Right now, we'll move on to Chapter 3.
Okay, so if you're just joining us, Mama AZ described what happened when a hurricane came through. This is soul purpose healing energy right now, so listen up. The hurricane comes through and the tree comes out of the ground. It's uprooted. So let us think about our soul journey on this earth. Why do some souls get uprooted from this earth? And why over the last 21 months we've been the media has been directing our attention to the people who are leaving their bodies called death. And, okay, so we've been seeing the one-size-fits-all in a big way over the last 2 months because everybody's dying from one thing, COVID. It's like, okay, this is what centralized government does and centralized media does. They put it in our psyche, in our brains that connects to our spinal cord. All of this fantastic information we just heard about, this amazing biological computer, and yet we've had a government and a media who has tried to do a one-size-fits-all. Everybody's dying of COVID. Really? Okay. So now Mama AZ has this experience that she just shared with us that takes us to another level of understanding, overstanding, because her tree experience for me was so powerful to help us see that one size does not fit all. A hurricane comes through, uproots one tree, and all the other trees are standing there. They're like, oh, what happened? What happened? Oh, that tree got knocked out of the earth. Why did that one tree get knocked out of the earth and all the others are still standing? Why is one person, 2 persons, 300 people, why are these people getting knocked out of the earth and all of us are still standing? That's the question I'm asking for you. And if you have an answer for that, it's important that we understand that. That's why devolution is being presented from the Galactic Federation. This devolution isn't just coming from man. It's being communicated to souls on the earth as this is the solution for this one-size-fits-all government that doesn't see that one tree being uprooted from a hurricane like COVID and pandemic does not mean we all need the same one-size-fits-all fix. Anyway, we've got a caller who's pressed 1, so I'm going to open up the mic and see what they have to say. 773-366, your mic is open. Welcome.
Yes, good evening. This is Naima, and I'm so excited to hear this topic this evening because this is a time for us to learn what actually is happening. And as you said, it isn't what the government is telling us it is. So first of all, I'm grateful to Mama AZ for her insight and helping us to remember that all things are connected, and all of our energy is connected. So the trees, in fact, do give us some insight as to what is happening on the earth. And it's impossible to really know and understand unless you have connections to those entities like the Galactic Federation that's reminding us that Earth is going through a transformation. I liken it to what happened to my daughter. She went to a school. It used to be Martin Luther King Junior High School, and then it was converting to a prep school. It was going to be King College Prep. So what they had to do, they had to let all of the previous students, the kind of low-achieving students, the ones that fight all the time, got suspended, kicked out, low-achieving, they had to let that whole group graduate before they brought in any new students. And the next group of students they brought in were going to be the high achievers, the ones that qualified to come into a magnet school, you know, the ones that got good grades, college bound, and all of that. So once that old group left, then the new group came in. Now, my daughter, she was in the second graduating class of that new group of students, and all the old ones had to be gone. They you know, graduated before they brought in a new, and they started with a new crop of freshmen coming from other schools, and these were the high-achieving students. So now the school had a whole different vibration, you know, none of the dropout, troublemaking, dysfunctional students. These were the ones that were college bound, self-managed, and all of that. So that's kind of what's happening with planet Earth right now. Earth has been that low-achieving school, you know, with the fights and the violence and everything. Well, it's about to become like a magnet school. It's about to become one of the higher dimension planets in which no negativity can exist. So there are souls that are leaving here, and some of them are leaving because they haven't evolved to the level where they're going to be able to stay on the planet once it ascends to the fifth dimension where no negativity can exist. So those souls will not be able to stay here. And then there's some souls that are leaving so they can come back and incarnate when it has become a fifth-dimensional planet, and that's where they prefer to live. The other souls that aren't ready, they'll reincarnate somewhere else, you know, on another planet that's still, you know, low-achieving, dense, three-dimensional, violence, war, you know, because they have to continue their soul's evolution to the higher dimensions. So that's what's happening. That's why this situation exists, to give planet Earth a chance to get rid of some of these souls, some that have chosen to leave so they can come back when it's the higher dimension planet, some that have chosen to leave so they can keep growing where they're at in the spiritual dimensions, and then when they reincarnate, they will be reincarnating on a planet that meets their low vibration. But when planet Earth makes that ascension, only the souls that are vibrating high enough will be able to incarnate on the new Earth. It's doing just like the old Martin Luther King Junior High School did. It's upgrading, and only certain people, certain souls, will be able to enter. that's what is happening. So there's no reason for distress. You know, it's part of the process of the transformation. And there's a percentage of people on Earth who know exactly what's happening, and they're discussing, you know, the ascension process and all of that, getting your spirit ready, getting your soul ready, going through the process of evolving to a higher understanding so that you are among those who can stay here when the earth is on that level where no negativity can exist. That means no racism, no violence, no selfishness. That will not be able to exist here. That vibration will not be able to exist here. So that's what's happening, and that's what all of the prophecies and everything have been alluding to in terms of a new heaven and a new earth. But it's not going to happen in the way people think it's going to happen. It's happening the way it's happening. And that means there are souls that are leaving here because either they're not ready to be a part of the new earth or not, they haven't evolved yet, or they're leaving so they can wait and come back when it is in the fifth dimension. And, you know, everybody who's living in fear, where we already know fear lowers your vibration. Fear, anger, jealousy, envy, all those negative emotions, that keeps your vibration low. And we see what happens when people are motivated by fear, how they're able to be manipulated into thinking that other people are going to cause their death because they won't get an injection. That's ridiculous. But there's a whole group of people who know better. They know exactly what's happening. They're not stressed about it. They understand that this is something we have to go through to kind of clear out the people and really to make it clear who is aware and who is not, who is still needing more time for their personal evolution because they're still at a level where they cannot understand. And that's what we're experiencing. And the interesting thing is the knowledge is right there in front of us, but only if you're vibrating a certain level will you even be moved to even seek it out and find it.
Well,
so the new earth and the old earth is actually existing simultaneously in the same space right now.
Well, I want to give you the analogy. I think about the trees around here where I live. Naima has visited here, so she knows around the swimming pool there's all these beautiful trees, and Zelda knows. And I've noticed over the last 21 months that I've been here that these trees are continually dropping leaves on the pool deck. And that was one of the most irritating things. I had to go out there and sweep the leaves, otherwise I'm stepping on leaves before I get in the pool. So as you were talking, this is what I want to share, what I was thinking about. These leaves know how to let go of leaves. These, unlike many of the people who suffered last year, who are suffering this year, who are dying and passing on this year, we as a human race, and I think just spiritual being, we have a hard time letting go of the things that have attached to us. For instance, husbands, children, I'm finding that people who are attached, for instance, to their animals, when that animal gets sick and starts suffering and dying and sleeping more and not eating, instead of just letting that animal be part of nature, do the things that animals do, and some people want to put drugs in those animals and keep them alive longer, even though the animal is clearly saying, I'm ready to go, or I'm just not wanting the drugs, whatever. But I think looking at the trees here, how they give off, they drop their leaves all the time, and yet they produce new leaves. It's kind of an analogy for us to take inventory of what we need to let go of, what we need to detach from, and what we need to let spirit operate and motivate us to do to grow new leaves. We have a hard time changing. I see over the last 21 months, people don't want to change their lifestyle, and yet I think they're going to be forced to as inflation. We'll see tomorrow morning with Zelda's guest why prices are going up. And then we're having a hard time making lifestyle changes. The trees don't have a hard time doing that. They just do it naturally, leaves dropping off. The wind blows, the leaves drop off. They let go. As the hurricane comes, the trees all let go of what they can't handle, what they don't need, but we are holding on to things that are going to kill us, basically. The appetite, the addictions, the alcohol. I see that's what's been killing people is the unwillingness to change and let go of the leaves, like the trees do so easily. So thank you, Mama AZ. Thank you, Naima, for bringing these thoughts that can help us look at devolution as something that is a possibility. But more than that, looking at this tree that we live in with this strong spinal cord that is going to get weaker and weaker if we don't drop some leaves like our
But you know one thing also.
Go ahead.
When you look at trees, and they are beings just like we are, with consciousness, just like we have, and you know, we all had experiences down in Florida communicating with non-human life forms,
right?
And leaves that fall, they signal that there is a changing season. So of course we know that the leaves that hit the earth, they're going to nourish the earth. Even the dead leaves, they play a role in the regeneration of life. And so the tree knows that what we see as death is actually preparing for a regeneration of life, a new life. So that same dead leaf is nourishing the soil so that fresh growth can come in the spring. And it's
right.
A cycle. We, as a human family, we're not understanding that just because we go through a process where our soul leaves this physical vessel and returns to the spirit realm, the body that we have, it goes back to the earth to regenerate life. And all the things that feed off this body, once you let it go, it's helping to regenerate life and keep the ecosystem going. So we, as a consciousness, there is no death. So the very thing that is causing the hysteria is a thing that doesn't exist, which is the end of life. Life doesn't end. And this is part of the lesson that we're going to be forced to either learn or keep living in this state of hysteria and manipulation, because everything is being guided by our fear of that which really doesn't exist, which is death. People are afraid their life is going to end. So like you say, they're holding on to things, hoarding things, afraid to let go, panicking that they're going to lose things, when in fact, nothing that you have here is yours anyway. You come here and for a temporary learning experience. You can't take it with you when you go back, and everything stays here, and the earth goes through the process of regenerating life using all of these things. Everything decomposes, goes back to soil, back to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. So when we don't understand life cycles the way the trees understand, then we keep focusing on the fear of what we believe is going to be the end of our life. And then that's why we're hysterical and trying to make people go through a medical procedure, because we think that them refusing to do it is going to make us die quicker. It's the absence of understanding that's making us do this.
Mama AZ, you had a comment?
I do. Dr. Lateef, I am so grateful that the universe opened up my friend Jackie's heart to help me drive from Missouri to the Black Indian March on Washington, because that's when I met your husband, Abdul Lateef. Brother Abdul Lateef, I want to say this right quick, and I give honor to my mom. No matter what happened, she allowed me to be here, because if my mom hadn't allowed me to be here, family, I would not be experiencing the bounty of wisdom from you, Dr. Lateef, from you, Dr. V, and I'm just grateful to my mother, Maddie Paris, and I give much honor to her for even just allowing me to be here because you sisters make me proud. You make me proud. Okay, thank us.
Well, we are a community of sisters and goddesses and female energy balancing. You know, this is a season for balancing male and female divine energy. And devolution is one of those possibilities where we can work more on that aspect of our journey, balancing divine and female energy, because we'll be more local. We focus on the things that need improving in our family and our community versus, oh, we got to have a jab from the government and they got to distribute this and all. So I'm looking forward to how the Galactic Federation will help us evolve in this devolution or whatever solutions come up that are going to bring us to a more peaceful, less judgmental, and more balanced existence on this earth. I think joy is coming soon on planet earth, but we've got to be willing to make changes. And these leaves around here fall all year long. That's the interesting thing that I've noticed. They don't just fall in the fall season. They've been falling all year, which tells me these trees are more open and willing to let go of things that the weather and the wind tells them time to let go. And we've been in a windy season with pandemic that has been telling us to let go of those leaves on this house that are not nourishing and helping us love more and have more wisdom. So thank you all for joining me tonight. Naima, whenever you're ready, if you want to play our global ending of thanking you for coming with me tonight, spending this time. We appreciate you. Come back tomorrow morning and Monday morning mindfulness with Elda.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com.
Who helped get $1 billion settlement for our farmers. Oh, hallelujah.
You can also
thank you, everybody. Have a good week.
Facebook page.
Remember, tomorrow,
www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show.
And that means
you can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV show. Listen to our radio show.
Breathe and in that.
And be sure
get out
to get
there
your
and breathe,
copy of the book,
everybody.
The Female Solution.
Shalom and welcome.
On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion.
Thank you.
And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family.
Thank you, global China,
family. China. India. Zanyaba. Japan, arigato. Korea, kamsahamnida. Russia, spasiba. Germany, danke. Poland, dziękuję. France, merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, Iyabonga, Senegal, Geret, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you.
Love you.
And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.